ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಚಾರಣೆ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿಹರಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿಹರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 28 ಪುರಂಜನ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅ ವುಮನ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 43 ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞನಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈಧರ್ಭಿ ಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈದರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ ಪತಿದೇವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ ಪತಿದೇವ್ತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈದರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈದರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈಧರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈಧರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈದರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈದರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ಪತಿಂ ಪರಮಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ವೈಧರ್ಭೀಮಲಯಧ್ವಜಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ನಾ ಪರ್ಯಚರದ್ಧಿತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸಾ ಪತಿದೇವತಾ ಮದರ್ಸ್ பதிம் பரம தர்மஜம் வைதர் பீமலயத்வஜம் பிரேம்னா பரியசரதித்வா போகான்சா பதி தேவதா தர்மஜம் வைதர் பீமலயத்வஜம் பிரேம்னா பரியசரதித்வா போகான்சா பதி தேவதா பதிம் ஹர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் பரமா சுப்ரீம் தர்மஜம் நோவர் ஆஃப் ரிலிஜியஸ் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் வைதர்பி த டாட்டர் ஆஃப் விதர்பா மலயத்வஜம் நேம்ட் மலயத்வஜா பிரேம்னா வித் லவ் அண்ட் அஃபெக்ஷன் பரியச்சர சர்வ்ட் இன் டிவோஷன் Hitwa, giving up. Bhogan, sense enjoyments. Sa, she. Pati Devata, accepting her husband as the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the supreme. She gave up all sensual enjoyment and in complete renunciation followed the principles of her husband who was so advanced. Thus she remained engaged in his service. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ப்ளீஸ் ரிப்பீட். தி டாட்டர் ஆஃப் கிங் விதர்பா அக்செப்டட் ஹர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆல் இன் ஆல் ஆஸ் த சுப்ரீம். ஷி கேவ் அப் ஆல் சென்சுவல் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் அண்ட் இன் கம்ப்ளீட் ரெனன்சியேஷன் ஃபாலோட் த பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் of her husband, who was so advanced, thus she remained engaged in his service. Purport. Figuratively, King Malayadvaja is the spiritual master and his wife Vaidarbhi is the disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the supreme personality of Godhead. As stated by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in Guru Ashtaka, Guru Ashtaka, Sakshat Haritvena. One directly accepts the Guru, the spiritual master, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should accept the spiritual master not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers do, but in the way recommended here. Since the spiritual master is the confidential servant of the Lord, he should be treated exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master should never be neglected or disobeyed like an ordinary person. If a woman is fortunate enough to be the wife of a pure devotee, she can serve her husband without any desire for sense gratification. If she remains engaged in the service of her exalted husband, she will automatically attain the spiritual perfections of her husband. If a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, he can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prasyatya Desitarine ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம் வாஞ்சகல்ப கரோபியஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்தா ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார் சிவாசாதி கௌரவ பக்த பிருந்தா, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So this is a description in the Srimad Bhagavatam of how the progressive path to perfection takes place in the material world. We can see that there was King Puranjana, he was himself a king, which means he was some very high caliber. And then he actually associated with his body, both subtle and gross, with the senses. And in this way, he spent his life. And when the time came, his fort, namely the body, was attacked. Chanduvega time and Prana, Kala Sarpa, all. Then he was defeated and the fort capitulated, and Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா ராஸ் பிஹாரி லலிதா விசாகாஜி கீ ஜாய், ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ சீதாராம் லட்சுமண ஹனுமான் கீ ஜாய். சோ இன் திஸ் வே ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜாய். இன் திஸ் வே ஹி ஹேட் டு டேக் அனதர் பர்த், அண்ட் திஸ் டைம் ஹி பிகேம் த டாட்டர் ஆஃப் விதர்பா. அண்ட் And eventually he married, right, as King Malayadvaja, isn't it? He became the daughter of King Vidarbha, very powerful King Malayadvaja. And Malayadvaja eventually left his kingdom and performed thousands of years of tapasya, and he became in direct contact with the Supreme Lord. And during this time, this was the time of his vanaprastha life, and she stayed with him and served him without in any way thinking of him in material ways. You will see that she had completely given up all sensual enjoyment, and even though she was near him, it says in the next verse, she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. She had no sense desires, and she served him exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be served. So generally, in the olden times, it is in such a way that when people got married, the husband was generally more spiritually advanced than the wife, no matter what is the history of their journey in past lives. That is arranged by Supreme Lord in such a way, and so that it is easily possible for the wife to serve the husband because he is factually, spiritually so much advanced. You see? But in Kali Yuga, and in this way, you can progress over many lifetimes. This is Varnashrama Dharma. It doesn't have to take many lifetimes, but it takes. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. But in this Kali Yuga, you see, everything is topsy-turvy. So sometimes you may find both husband and wife very spiritually advanced, and sometimes the husband is advanced, wife is not, and sometimes the wife is advanced, the husband is not, and most of the times both husband and wife are not. So they just live in a very mundane way, and there is no chance for people to follow the old Varnashrama Dharma as it was set up in the old times and make progress. Rather, they go down and down and down. So, for this Kali Yuga, especially this Kali Yuga, which is very significant, because Lord Chaitanya has appeared, Lord Chaitanya has devised a method by which people can go back to Godhead in one stroke. So that is by accepting Bhagavad Dharma. So in that Bhagavad Dharma, of course, for example, in Tamil we have a proverb, Kallanalum Kanavan Pullanalum Purushan. You know, they say that even if he is a stone, he is husband. If he is a blade of grass, still he is husband. Meaning, no matter what is his material situation, we followed. It is there like that. But in Kali Yuga, you see, such a policy is not practicable, not practicable at all. Once one devotee asked Prabhupada, "My wife is not obeying me, isn't she supposed to obey me?" Prabhupada said, "Should we be so arrogant?" That was Prabhupada's reply to him. That devotee himself told me that. Prabhupada's reply is a very senior devotee, and then he told me that Prabhupada said, "Should we be so arrogant?" So, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction that one can accept anybody as spiritual master, but if the person you accept is not a pure devotee, then you cannot advance past him. It is not possible. But in Kali Yuga, things are so bad. You see? Somebody was telling me the other day that he met a couple in the court, and they were divorcing, and both the husband and wife were very young. They were very, you know, husband was very handsome, the wife was very beautiful, he said, and both came in their own separate cars, and they were both computer professionals. And apparently there is a counselor that is appointed before anyone can get a divorce or something like that. And the counselor was talking to this couple, and it turned out that the reason they were asking for divorce was that they were both professional, and therefore they had no time to cook and eat. So in the morning, they were, you know, just taking some cereals or this or that. At lunchtime, they were eating in the office, and then evening they both came late and they had no time, so they will go every day to a restaurant to eat. Then both were making, you know, huge amount of money per month, few lakhs a month. They were very well qualified professionals. Husband was making a little bit more. And the problem was that the husband did not like the restaurant to which the wife went, and the wife did not like the restaurant to which the husband took her. And on that, there was no compromise. And the husband said in the counselor's office that she is my wife, she must follow what I say. And the wife said, I am employed like him, I am earning exactly like him, why should I follow him? So I want divorce. And the husband said, yes, therefore I also want divorce. And the counselor said, you cannot be given divorce because there is no legal grounds for your divorce. So they said, why not? Said, because divorce can be given, considered, even then you don't get immediately divorced, it will take 1 year. But I can't even recommend a period of separation, because divorce can take place only if you don't like each other. Here you don't have any problem with each of you, but you don't like each other's hotels. So maybe those two hotels can get divorced, but you cannot get divorced. So a simple thing like a hotel has become the cause for it. They don't even individually dislike each other, they were happy. But the hotel they didn't like so much that they wanted divorce, and the counselor said there is no way a divorce can be granted on these grounds, that you know each other don't like the hotels, and therefore, you know. So it is, so Bhagavatam says that on trifle grounds divorce will take place. So the situation is very bad, but it's going to get worse. You see, at least they get divorce means they have been married. Soon even that may go out of fashion totally. It is happening in other parts of the world. And that is animal life. And that is more punishable than animal life. The animals do not get punished because there are no laws for them. Laws of dharma are not there, because they are tightly controlled by material nature and they do not actually have the ability to go outside of their nature or dharma imposed by material energy. So you cannot collect karma in animal life. We have a proverb that even a tiger will not take grass even if it is hungry. You see. So they don't transgress their nature. Animals live. So Prabhupada said that just like in the city, traffic rules are there only for human beings. If a dog runs across a red light, nobody will say he has broken traffic rule. That is not meant for him. It is meant for those who are driving. In the same way, the Vedic principles are not considered as broken by the Milaita community. Because somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that when he first came after going to America, why is it that Indians are suffering, whereas in Americans who eat the cow and drink and womanize, they are materially so well off. So Prabhupada gave this example that the dog is not punished because being a dog is punishment enough. A dog deserves to be separately punished. When the soul is given a dog body, that is punishment enough. But you have got, so similarly, being born in a society without Vedic culture is punishment enough. They don't have to be separately punished. So if you see, there is a statistics in America last year I saw that 90% of all the youth under 20 in America, they have sexually transmitted diseases. 90%. And they, you know, there is no family life, father, mother separated. It goes on like that. I mean, there's no need to put a list of them. It is very, very ugly life. They don't have to be punished. Because they have no access to Vedic knowledge. At least they had before, no access before Prabhupada. But those who are born in Bharatavarsh, they are supposed to have good samskara. They are supposed to follow the Vedic tradition. And they are supposed to actually guide the whole world. Bharata bhumite manushya janma hoilo yaar. Janma sartaka kari karo paropaka. So Prabhupada said, because you are breaking the Vedic rules that are given to you, you are to be punished. You see? And if you followed all the Vedic rules, there is no question of shortage. India was, you know, the richest country in the world for a long time. The Spanish, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the British, they all came to America. I mean, to India, nowhere else. Even Columbus wanted to go to India, not America. Only by mistake he found America. Isn't it? So, everything is there. Even now in India, they say, India has got 3 times as much gold as America. And so much money from India has been transferred, they say, to Swiss bank accounts that if that money were to be returned to India, Switzerland will collapse. And that's why they won't return it, because it is not in their national interest. You see? So, the modern life has become totally topsy-turvy. In this situation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he has made it possible for everyone to approach a spiritual master, a pure devotee spiritual master. You see? Therefore we say Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru. So Prabhupada has made it very clear that you can take, you can consider anybody, take shelter of anybody as your spiritual master, but if that person is factually not on the highest plane, then you cannot go past him. And in this life, then it becomes uncertain, whereas Lord Chaitanya wants everybody to become perfect in this one life. That is the special significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, that in this life we can perfect and go back to Godhead. And so how are we to find the pure devotee spiritual master? It requires great humility. And it also requires great understanding. You see? Great humility and great understanding. Then it is possible. Without that, it is not possible. And just like Krishna is ever new, the Acharya is ever new. Acharya is ever new. Just I was in Sridhar Mayapur, there were some young boys from Bangalore, they had come and they came to talk to me. I was sitting there at the prasadam table. Then, but I had to wait for the prasadam to arrive, so I asked them, do you have any book of Prabhupada, I just want to read. So they ran down and brought some book. Then we only have a small book, they said. It was teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Small book. I said, that's all right. Small book, big book, it doesn't matter. You know, you'll always find something new. I just opened the book and there was a page and I saw a sentence. And I told them to complete the following sentence. Prabhupada wrote, this material world is so nice. Don't you think there is some dash behind it? What is that? You follow? This material world, I mean, because we think we know everything, we can Prabhupada's books, it's all simply same thing, repeat. It's never, Prabhupada never repeats a point. Never. I have never seen Prabhupada repeat a point in all the 80 books. You see? Just like, you may, it is never the same. Suppose you have a word A and D and. It is not the same in different sentences. No. It's doing a different function. It's conjuncting two different things. It's never the same. So I told them, it's not so, so fill up the blank. Prabhupada says, this material world is so nice. Professor Anantu, are you following? This material world is so nice. It's an exact quote. Don't you think there is some dash behind it? So I want a few people to suggest how to fill up this dash. Yes? Huh? Yes. Don't you think there is some creator behind it? Same. Huh? Don't you think there is some brain behind it? Good. Huh? Very good. This material is so nice that there is, don't you think there is some divine hand behind it? Huh? Pleasure. The material world is advanced for me to understand, but don't you think that there is some pleasure behind it? Okay. Yes? No, don't you think there is some dash behind it? Huh? Truth. There is some truth behind it. What is the dash? Happiness. That's what you are saying. Oh, I see. So it was very advanced. But he made it clear for me. Happiness behind it. Yeah. Anybody else? There is some secret behind it. Yes? There is some? Plan behind it. Very good. Excellent. Yes? Anji? Huh? There is some reason behind it. Another wonderful, wonderful thing. Don't you think there is some reason behind it? Don't you think there is some power behind it? Huh? Okay. Now, all this, for that sentence they are not correct. Though by themselves they are okay. So now I want to ask another question. Fill up this blank with the least likely word, but should make sense. You can't say, don't you think there's a banana behind it? That's not the point. It should make sense. But
it should be least likely that you wouldn't think of it. First of all, you thought of it, that didn't work. So now let us think of things that we wouldn't normally put there. The material world is so nice that don't you think there is dash behind it? Soul. Okay. Ramaroop Prabhu. There is pure devotee behind it. Okay. Science. There, no, that's, I will try to connect something to science. Logic. But, no, okay. Least likely. Source behind it. They are also all likely things. Yes, and man's efforts. Shikhar. Intelligent. They are all not least likely. Yes. There's a maya behind it. Goal behind it. Another good one, but it's all likely. I mean, Prabhupada wrote, I just opened it for them because I said, they were asking me, we don't see anybody just waiting for prasadam, ask for a book. But I said, if I don't read Prabhupada's books, I'll die. So, then, they were asked, so I said, it's never repeated. Prabhupada's books are unimaginable. So, then, I asked, so, the thing was, Prabhupada said, and it's just amazing, only he could say it. First I read it, I read the first sentence, and just to confuse them, I read 2-3 sentences. And I said, anything you have heard? I said, no, sir, all nothing new, they said. Yeah, we have read these points before. Said, no, the very first sentence you would have never read in your life. Prabhupada said, this material world is so nice. Don't you think there is a friend behind it? Wow. Just imagine. That is Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness. I mean, in a trillion, billion years, I wouldn't like it like that. I mean, write it like that. So, then what is it? Then you can meditate on it. It's just like the doorbell rings and you open the door, and there is a postman, and he delivers a package. And you open the package, and there is a nice iPad 2. You know, there's a new one. iPad 2. He's surprised. I didn't know that. So the point is, and it has even your name on it. So now, naturally, you have to ask, this is so nice that some friend must have sent it to me, or else who will send it to me? Wow. Sugridam sarvabhutanam. So Krishna says that I am the friend of everyone. What is the proof? People will say. What do you mean by what is the proof? You have got such a wonderful gift. You have got such a beautiful body. Isn't it? Maybe a little bit bald, but otherwise, a very nice, healthy body. And no, you know, problems, nothing. Wonderfully functioning. Mind, intelligence, and family, friends, place of birth. Everything he has given to you. If only we could think like that a little bit, then we would say, who is the friend who has sent it to me? And you should know. Because if you are using this iPad too, and some people say, hey, wonderful, where did you buy it? No, I didn't buy it. I just got it in the mail. Really, you got it in the mail from who? I don't know. You don't know? You should find out, man. Maybe he'll give you more. My God, without asking, he sent you an iPad. Wow. See? There's common sense. So this is called love of God. Premanjana is not just a matter of simply saying Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadeva Sadayoshi Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinte Gunasarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bajami. Okay? You repeat that in a public lecture, everybody is going to be impressed. Wow! Prabhupada wrote his books in such a way that he took some 50-60 verses and he kept on repeating them, important verses, from Keno Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, from Satvata Tantra, Bhagavad Gita, and 50, it's not difficult to memorize them. But there are so many nice verses from so many sources. Isn't it? The Upanishads are saying, Kesagra Satasya Kesagra Satabhagasya Satasya Satabhagasya. You say, whoa! Upanishad says, it's in Sarvam Kalavidam Brahmam, Rasmin Vijnatam Sarvam Evam Vijnatam Bhavanti. Or Satvata Tantra says, Vishnu Stutrini Rupani Purushakyani Ato Vidhu Ekanto Mahato Srishti Dhitiya Manda Samsitam Satiya Manda Samstabhutva. People here, they are very much impressed. But that is okay. It may be kavitvam. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam va jagadisa kamaye. Then what do I want? I want love. That is love. I mean, how could anyone write like this? How many people accept that? It's an amazing sentence from Prabhupada. Let me see, our hands put up. You see? So, everywhere it's like that. I mean, probably it's just every sentence you read, it is amazing, every sentence. You see. I just opened this. Okay, look at this purport. In this verse, the words Sakshat Bhagavatoktena Guruna Harina are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks directly to the individual soul when the devotee has completely purified himself by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Very important new point. He says, Supreme Lord directly speaks. Directly speaks to you. So, do we know that? That when we perform devotional service, Krishna will directly speak to us, not only every day, every moment. Krishna says, for one who has obtained me, he is never bereft of my company. So Prabhupada said, it is not that you have meditated and you saw God 2 days ago and again you may see after 4 days. No. When you have become God realized, it's 24 hours.
Om Tad Vishnu Or Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Surayo Divya Chakshuratatam Sadapashyanti Surayo.
All the time they are seeing. Sada. So this is the pure devotee spiritual master. This is the advantage. You see, pure spiritual master, pure devotee spiritual master, the acharya is always. And I was in Pune and I gave a class and the verse was very good. And therefore, I thought it was in the second canto. I wanted to find it and I just took that today. And I was actually thinking that, you know, what I'm going to give class, I'm always meditating on matter now. Who wants to listen to that? And like that I opened it. And one sentence came, which I'm going to read a little later. And I said, wow. That's Prabhupada. I've never ever opened the book of Prabhupada without saying immediately, wow. Everything is a wow. Everything. You know. It's not at all, you know, difficult. You'll read, you know. Wow. That is really a wow. I mean, I didn't even mean to say it. Lord Shiva never desires to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonalist. Rather, he thinks that it would be a good fortune for him to continue to be fixed in the understanding of the Lord as the Supreme Being. That is wow. I mean, this is a wow in so many levels. I mean, spectacular. I mean, just in one sentence, how much he has said. Wow! I mean, I'm wowing. I'm not just putting on a show. This is, I mean, amazing to me. He says that Lord Shiva never desires to merge into the existence of the Supreme like the impersonalists. In other words, all the impersonalists, they follow Lord Shiva. And they are thinking they want to actually merge with Shiva. But they are saying that Shiva himself is not interested in merging with the Supreme Lord. He is maintaining his separateness. So if you are merged into the Lord Shiva, how can you merge with Lord? Your chances are finished. In other words, all the impersonalists, they are completely defeated when they merge with Shiva, because along with Shiva they will continue to remain separate from Krishna. Wow. Isn't, if that is not a wow, what is a wow? And then he says, but he thinks that it would be good fortune for him. Good fortune. Shiva himself means good fortune. Shiva means auspicious. Amazing. So he's saying that it will be a good fortune for him. Prabhupada is just putting it in little bit like, I mean, he got to, wow, you know, what is his mood, obviously. And he says, for him to continue to be fixed. Wow, that's another, that means he is indicating that he has got ways to go. So according to the Vedas, it is said, Vaishnavanam yata Shambhu, but that's in the material world. In the created world, Shambhu is the, in a great example of a pure devotee. But in the spiritual world, everybody is completely pure. How many points he has just put in one sentence? How could anyone say, it doesn't make, I can do this a million times and open it every time. I mean, this is, right now you can just be amazed and, you know, so many points you can connect to that. So Prabhupada said that my books are my ecstasies. So how can the ecstasies be the same? That's not possible. That's just nonsense. Just like suppose you eat chapati. Every day you are eating, but it's not the same. You cannot say, oh, this chapati tastes the same as I tasted yesterday. Impossible. Only a fool can say that. I mean, that means he has got a really bad wife. Okay. But, you see, so, don't think that Krishna consciousness is such a simple thing that you can get it by stupidity and nonsense. If you try to understand that stupidity and nonsense will never take you to Krishna consciousness. Yeah, you write that down. That's very good. Put it in capitals. Stupidity and nonsense will never take you to Krishna. Now, what is this stupidity and what is this nonsense I'm referring to? That I cannot tell. If I tell, certainly you will all throw stones at me. 100%. That is the problem. You see? That is the problem. And that love of Krishna. So, in the Pune lecture, the verse said another fantastic thing. I mean, only Prabhupada is translating. Oh, fantastic. So the verse, I think it's Maitreya, who was approaching Vidura, if I remember right. That was the class, I think. And Maitreya is praying, I mean, Vidura is praying to Maitreya, my dear spiritual master, please give me that knowledge by which I can render devotional service, by which the Supreme Lord will be pleased to impart understanding of Him in my heart. Now, we are thinking like the Guru will actually give us understanding of Krishna. No, He is praying to the Guru Himself that you please give me that knowledge by which the Supreme Lord, who is pleased by pure devotional service, will give me understanding of Him. This is a process. The pure devotee spiritual master is a transparent Maya media, because he actually gives you knowledge by which you can engage in a devotional service, by which you please the Lord. And like Prabhupada says here, when you are pleased with the Lord, then He talks to you directly. This is actually the platform of Krishna consciousness. Not that we just think it's a mechanical process. You see? Of course, everything is important. The rules and regulations. But their purposes must be fulfilled. Therefore, in Narada Pancharatra, Narada Muni says, this is another verse that Prabhupada quoted. Aradita yadi arihi tapasa tatakim. Naradita yadi arihi tapasa tatakim. How many people will know that Narada Muni said this in Narada Pancharatra? And you quote it. Wow. So I realized when I came to Krishna consciousness that this philosophy is so great that even a donkey, if you put him on a seat, he can speak very impressively. Prabhupada has given such a thing. So I said, I'm not going to take myself seriously. People used to say in the olden days, you know, oh, nice class probably you gave. What? There's nothing, you know. Anybody can. No! Krishna consciousness we must get. If we don't get it, we must feel my life is lost. What have I done? You see? So, aradita yadi arihi, if you love Krishna, tapasya tatakim. What do you need any tapasya for? Krishna is always playing the flute and you enjoy with him. Naradita yadi arihi, if you don't actually love Krishna, then what is the use of doing tapasya? Wow. Narada Muni is saying. This is Narada Muni, master of devotional service. Therefore, in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami says that all the rules and regulations actually come to one point. What is that point? That? Yes. First class. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu na vismartavyam cha. You must always remember Krishna and you must never forget him. Just like if a boy is not going to school and he is going to cinema, not only should he go to school, but he should stop going to cinema. Or if a boy is not going to school and he is going to drinking bar, then not only should he go to school, but he should stop drinking. You see? How is this possible? Yomam sarvatra pashyati, mayi pashyati, all the time, in every place. You have to see Krishna everywhere. That is called love. It is not possible to continue to see tree and house and car and buses, motorcycles, friends, wife, husband, and also be Krishna conscious. No. No. Did you write that down, sir? Listen. You understand? It is not possible to see all the external things and be Krishna conscious. That is called nonsense. And therefore, the deity incarnation is there because we are used to only seeing matter. Krishna says, yeah, in matter also I am there. Oh. What does that mean? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. Krishna says that. I am present everywhere in my unmanifested form. Not unmanifested bus, no. Form. Form is there. My form is there everywhere, but it's unmanifest. You see? So, if you aren't understand Krishna consciousness, you have to understand dash. Wow! Now everybody knows. My secret is out. If we want to understand Krishna consciousness, we have to understand, because matter is very difficult to understand. Matter is transcendental. Very few people realize they have never seen matter. People ask, have you seen God? We can ask them, have you seen matter? Have you seen matter? Yes, right? Show me an example of a material object. This one? Yeah. This is not matter. There are two things. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in the seventh chapter, which is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins by saying, Bhumi Rapo Analovayi Kamba Nobutira. I'm just going to tell you, I just opened this book today, it's going to come. No, a fantastic thing. Wow. I mean, that I have to explain that, that will be another class. So I'm not going to explain that. I'll just lead up to it only. This is not matter. First of all, it is experience. But even forgetting that distinction between phenomena and noumena, which Krishna begins with, jnanam cha vijnanam, forget that. Let us just go with simple naive realism. And you say, this is an object. What is this object made of, according to you, sir? No, that wood is what? Like the word I have been using. It's made of matter, prakriti, right? How many of you accept that this is made of prakriti? Put your hands up. Yeah. You see, everybody thinks, but this is not just made of prakriti. Just like suppose you watch on the TV a movie or a cricket match. What is that cricket match that you see, what is it made of? Huh? Light, yeah. But that's not only light. That's the point. Of course there is light patterns on the screen. And that's coming from the TV. But TV is not enough to make the cricket match happen. You need electricity. And you need signal from, and you need a broadcasting studio. All these things are together required, plus you are needed. If you are not watching, there is only light there, there is no cricket match. You understand? So this thing is a combination of five things. Try to understand what is Achinta Bheda Bheda. In other words, there is a movie director, you see, who makes that movie or match or whatever it is. He is present, but indirectly. Correct? By his skill, everything is shot and shown, you can say like that. But Krishna is not like that. Because Krishna is everything, Krishna is personally present. Suppose you make a gulab jamun, it's so nice, and you say, oh wow, so and so must have made it, because sometimes I make one halwa here and people then they, after they read, oh, did Rasraj make it? I make sometimes. Kala Chantrabhu calls it Rasraj halwa. So, okay. You know who has cooked. And there must be, I'm sure, other cooks who are known as trademarks. Oh, so and so must have made this. But you are present by your efforts in it. You are not personally present in it. But Krishna is not like that. In everything that he has created, he is also personally present. That means there are five things in this. In this table, prakriti is only one thing, like TV. Like electricity, there is time. You follow? Prakriti, kala, karma, the activity that took place to produce the TV, like that. And whoever was making the show possible, Purusha, Krishna, and Jiva. Five things literally make up this, exactly like gulab jamun is made of maida and sugar and milk, and like that. Cardamom. You follow? Are you following? Five things are there simultaneously, and you may choose to see only matter, but Krishna is also there. And that is what he reveals on the altar, but that is the same way everywhere. So he says, Tasyaham Sulabha Partha, where one who sees me everywhere, for him I am very easy to obtain. This is the aim of life. Nothing else. How I can see Krishna everywhere, all the time. If you do not see Krishna everywhere, we cannot even surrender what to become a pure devotee. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prabhatyate. Great person, he surrenders to me. Why? Vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Why? Because once you see Krishna everywhere, you say, I cannot avoid Krishna. And Krishna has come in all these external manifestations. And if you, when you become that conscious, you realize, wow, how humble Krishna is. I have some stupid desire for that. Krishna has made his energy in such a way that it comes, hello Prabhu, how are you? Oh, wow, the supreme enjoyer is actually willing to make you feel like you are enjoying. I mean, this is very difficult, deep philosophy, but I'm not going into all of that. You know, what does it mean? I'm just giving some simple, I'm just going from one point to another. That's unfortunately my style. So it'll be very difficult to get finally what I said, because it'll be like just one big thing just comes and goes. So anyway, I'm sorry, but that's why I'm like that. So, are you all following? Are you following? So to see Krishna like that, that is called Krishna consciousness. Anything less than that, we are cheating ourselves. So right now, all I can see is matter. Without matter, you cannot see Krishna. Without that stone, how will I see Krishna? I am so full, number one. I cannot see Krishna except if there was. So matter is the only means for us to see Krishna. Remember that. Although Krishna is everywhere. But when we become Krishna conscious, this very same matter, which is apparently concealing Krishna from us, will actually reveal it to us. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Just like you have got a ladder inside a well, the ladder can take you down, the same ladder can take you up. It depends on how you use, how you relate to matter. So do not think that, you see, the material world is meaningless. You see? And I was in a conference in last point, Nalanda. It was near Patna. The old Nalanda University is there. It was a conference of Buddhists and physics scientists. And I went from the physics side. It's a conversation between physicists and Buddhists they arranged. And they called me as a physicist. So I said, you know that I am also a monk from Vaishnava. He said, yes, yes, we know. I said, fine, but I myself want to come only from physics side. I don't want to get into your thing. We'll talk about this. So I went, I gave a paper in physics. But there was some discussion somewhere with another paper, and they were all talking about consciousness. And I didn't say anything, and many of them know, all the scientists there, that we are running, you know, India's only MS-PhD program in consciousness studies. Not everybody knows. Most people don't know, including people in ISKCON. Juhu, and this is the biggest car. They don't know. If you ask anybody, have you seen the BI second person? They say, no. The temple also manages to keep it a great secret. In any other religious institution, if you had a degree program with Bits Pilani, they'll put it very big. Don't you think, Rajendran? You can get Bits Pilani degrees here, MS, PhD. They'll advertise. In other words, not only you can sponsor Rajbhog, also put, nowhere it is seen. Maybe management council can say that. What is this? We are having actually a collaboration with the best, one of the best top institutes in the country. No religious organization can do it. Anyway, the point is, I asked all of them at some, they all said, you are not saying anything. They started calling me Swamiji. They saw, no. Only in ISKCON, if they will first see behind you, before they decide to offer you obeisance. in Mayapur I was going, somebody saw, okay, the old person, and from here they, you know, they could not see it because I was standing behind the counter. They did not know whether I am a sannyasi or not. And then he came behind the counter and looked behind me to see how the dhoti is worn, whether it is flat or this way. Then I looked at him, he was looking as a Polish devotee. Then I told him, wow, brahmachari, no need to offer obeisance. Then he became very shy and then he offered obeisance. In any case, so they're saying, finally they said, Swamiji, we are all talking about consciousness, you are keeping quiet. Why don't you say something? I said, well, I can if you want me to. Yes, yes, you are not saying anything we want to hear. So I said, I want to ask you a simple question. Right? How many of you think that right now you are experiencing your consciousness? And they all put their hand up. And I said, not only you are not experiencing your consciousness, you have never experienced your consciousness. Never. It's true of all of us. He's saying it's not from my phone because otherwise I would have woken up. It's not like a class. Cell phone rings, I would be up and listen. Ah, got it. No problem. So, the last point. It's going to be a mind-blowing thing for you. And you see, I just opened it today. And I'm saying, wow. You know, I've never not opened Prabhupada's books and said, wow. So, you'll see another wow coming. Okay, now I didn't explain. What you think is your consciousness. It's not your consciousness. It's subtle body. Mind and matter. But in fact, if at all it is anything that I didn't tell them there, it is God's consciousness. It's not yours. Okay? That is why Prabhupada always says consciousness is a symptom of the soul. It's not a property of the soul. This consciousness that you feel is not a property of the soul. It's a very deep science. And I'm just beginning this class, only just now, you know, runway I've come to. Now I have to take off, but already it's late. So, the point is that I just opened today morning. I was looking for the thing I just opened. And it says, the principle of matter, right, is the consciousness of the omnipresent Lord. Two 135. The principle of matter is the consciousness of the omnipresent Lord. Every word that omnipresent means is present. Therefore, it's a science. To explain this, it will take me a long time, not that I totally understand, but it is not like before, where I knew I didn't know anything. By His mercy, His divine grace mercy, now I know why I don't know things, and that itself is a knowledge. So anyway, therefore, to sum up, this is Kali Yuga, and in this Yuga, Prabhupada said, our process is like a blacksmith, not goldsmith. Goldsmith is making a gold necklace, he goes on eating small, tick, 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 like. A blacksmith wants to make something, he puts it on the anvil, one shot hit. So ours is a blacksmith process. One life, you want to go back to Godhead. And if you want to go back to Godhead, then even in the best of times, following the conventional system will not work, what she followed, by there be. But in Kali Yuga, not only it will not work, it will take you further down. So Parasara Muni said, in Kali Yuga there are only two types of existence possible. Either one is a Milecha, or one is a Bhagavata. That's it. Of course, Prabhupada wanted Varnashrama Dharma, and what is it? That is a big debate goes on, forget that. So, and that is compatible with this statement. So you want to become you have to take shelter of the principle which is worthy of shelter. Saranam Saranyam, Sanskrit phrase. Not only Saranam, but Saranyam. He must not only surrender, but he must be worthy of surrender. You see? Nichashrayam Nakartavye, Chanakya Pandita says. So, Yata Deve Tata Guru. The Lord is described as Saranam Saranyam, worthy of shelter. Bhutapta Devarishi Ninam Pitruna Nayam Kinkaro Narinicha Rajan Sarvatmana Saranam Saranyam. So, Prabhupada also.